Name?
Joe Benson.
Occupation?
Cowboy, mostly. Farmed a little.
Do you own that horse you've been riding? Is that your own pistol you carry?
Yes, sir.
How good are you with the pistol?
Fair to middling, sir. I've won some bets. Not that I'm a betting man by nature, sir. I'm not at all.
You don't appear old enough to have seen service in the late war. Have you had any military experience or even been a peace officer?
No, sir. Never did. My pa went to war and a couple of my brothers, but I was still a barefooted youngin'. I would have gone to war, sir, if they had let me. I run away once to join, but they tanned my britches. I wasn't but 12.
It was usually difficult to read judgment in Captain's eyes. He carried a perpetual severity like some men carry a cane.
Have you ever had to use a gun against a man?
I fought Injuns, sir, once on a trail job up through the territory.
Kill any?
No, sir, but they didn't kill me either.
Why do you want this job, Benson?
I'm broke, Captain.
If you weren't broke, would you consider being a ranger?
I couldn't rightly say, Captain. I'd think on it some.
The captain glanced at the sergeant, who sat at the table watching.
That's an honest answer. Sign him up, Sergeant.
The next man was older. He had sat cross-legged on the ground, relaxed and awaiting his turn. He pushed slowly to his feet and walked forward with confidence. The captain's sharp eyes quickly took in the polished pistol at his hip, the broad shoulders, the hard grin in the big man's face.
I'll save you some time, Captain. My name's Gabe Gribben. This is my own pistol, and that good dun yonder is my horse. I got my own rifle. I can hit a man between the eyes as far as from here to that wagon yonder, and I've done it once or twice.
The captain turned the cigar slowly in his mouth. His eyes narrowed. He had to raise his chin to see the man's face, but somehow Captain gave the impression that he never really looked up to anybody.
I take it you've had military experience then?
No, sir. Happened I was in Mexico during the late conflict. Business down there seemed like I couldn't hardly get loose. But after the war, I come back. I was with the state police. Had lots of experience lawing, Captain. I've handled the rough ones.
The frown started to furrow the captain's thin face.
State police, you say?
Yes, sir, Captain. Just like you.
You weren't in any outfit I ever served with.
I served under Captain Helm. He was one that knowed how to make them stand up and pay attention. I learned a lot from him. I can make the Mexicans look sharp and speak soft, I guarantee.
The captain slowly took the cigar from his mouth and worked up spittle. He turned his head to let it go. Then his eyes met Gribben's.
I don't have a place for you.
No place for me? You've been here all day signing up cowboys and plowboys that ain't ever shot a man or been shot at in their lives. And you say you got no place for a man with my experience?
That is correct, Mr. Gribben. Not for a man with your experience.
I know what it is. It's the state police. You're down on me because I was in the state police. But you can't tar me with that brush, McNelly, without splashing tar on yourself. I was just a private in that outfit, but you was a captain. You was a state policeman just like me.
Not like you, Gribben. God forbid that I was ever like you. Now I've told you I can't use you. I have other men to interview.
You can't just...
The captain's face suddenly seemed to take on full color and his eyes went hard.
Get out, Gribben. Get.
Gribben outweighed the captain by 100 pounds. He carried a pistol and the captain's was in the tent. But Gribben seemed to shrink under that hard, cold stare. He began backing away.
Damnest thing I ever seen. Let the word out that they're needing rangers, but when a man shows up, they don't want him. Hell of an outfit this is going to be anyways. Bunch of left-handed, wet-nosed kids led by a sawed-off runt that probably ain't got the strength to hast a keg of whiskey onto his shoulder.
He turned to his horse and started tightening the cinch he had loosened while he had waited his turn. He was still talking to himself.
Gribben.
Captain stood there, a pistol in his belt. His hands were not on the butt of it, but he made a point of showing he had it. Captain pointed to a hill which lay in the west.
How long, Gribben, do you think it would take a man to get to that hill and ride over it?
10 minutes.
I'll give you 5.